All right. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me all right? I'm Isaac. Welcome to my talk, Separating the Wayland Compositor and Window Manager. So if you're not familiar with me already, I'm the author of The River Wayland Compositor. I've been working on it for like 5 or 6 years now. And for a long time, it's just been like a nice dynamic tiling window manager. But if there's one thing I've learned working on it, is that people have very strong opinions about how their window managers should work, and myself included. And these opinions change over time. And so I've been wanting to try out new things for myself without breaking things for existing users. I'm going to break some things, but what this will result in is a new compositor architecture that allows people to experiment much more easily with new window management paradigms. I'm also a WL Roots developer. I'm very thankful for the WL Roots project because it does a lot of things, makes my job writing River a lot easier. Direct Scanner works great through WL Roots without very much effort on my end, and it's even implementing color management completely for me. I don't have to do any extra work or a small amount of extra glue code, but it does a lot of the heavy lifting for River. I'm also a Zig core team member. This talk's not going to be about Zig at all, but Zig's a great programming language, and you should check it out. So who here has seen this diagram before? I stole it from the Wayland docs. This is how Wayland decided to structure the architecture for the Linux Display Server Compositor and Window Manager. And really, this needs to be explained a little bit for anyone who's not familiar with Wayland at all. Wayland clients are your web browser, your terminal emulator, everything that wants to display a window in your desktop environment, and that needs to get input events from the kernel and then send a buffer to your display server compositor to get displayed on the screen. And so there's only one program that can get input events from the kernel at the same time and then display buffers. There has to be just one program doing that. Otherwise, there's no way to coordinate things. And so that's the Wayland compositor. For example, GNOME, KDE, Sway, River, Classic, etc. And really, this is three programs in one, though. It's the display server, the compositor, and a window manager. And so to make these distinctions a bit clearer, the display server job is just routing input events from the kernel to Windows